Ich habe hier jetzt einen Besucher sitzen, der bereit ist, mal mit mir ein bisschen zu sprechen. Wir werden das Interview in Englisch führen. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Free Kanayaka.
Oh, you are Free.
Yeah, I am Free
from Dimadi.
Yeah, I am.
I didn't realize it.
I've been
starting with his distribution.
Ah, okay.
You gave me the kickoff.
Hey, I'm glad of it.
This is amazing. Well,
what's your name then?
I'm Tobias.
Ah, Tobias. Ah, you are Tobias.
Tonstrom.
Yeah, I've read your name around. At the Moody Times, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
You wrote quite a few mails on the mail list, I think. Yeah.
And you were very kind to respond.
Ah, thank you. When I know the answer, I'm very glad to reply.
Now this is absolutely amazing. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
And we've been talking for quite a while now and didn't realize.
Okay.
So what are you doing here in Berlin?
Right now I'm just visiting the Linux Tag. I wanted to have a look at it, and I'm helping a girl which is going to write her diploma arbeit on Linux, and she needed a cameraman to make some interviews because she can't use the camera and at the same time interview. So I'm just here to help her to carry some interviews out. Yeah.
And what's your impression so far?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, there are really a lot of groups which are pretty known, also in the community, and the atmosphere is the right atmosphere. I mean, it's sometimes when you try to put together business and Linux, it happens that the business side will overcome the Linux side. But here I see that the situation is pretty good. I mean, the community is pretty well represented, and I don't know how it goes with the business side, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty much satisfied by the atmosphere.
Are you interested in something special?
No, I just wanted to see who was around, and I mean, it's the biggest Linux event in Europe, at least this is what they say, and I really wanted to join it.
You're from Italy, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Is there something which could compare?
Actually, not. No, there's only the Linux Day, which is a special day during the year at which mostly Linux user groups will organize local workshops and local presentations and local demonstrations, but this is spread all around the country. I think that's the same thing in Germany.
Yeah.
And but there is no really big event focused on Linux, at least in Italy, at least to my knowledge.
What is the situation of Linux in Italy? Because I heard people say that in Italy there's Windows absolutely dominating, and it's Windows in the data centers, and Linux doesn't have much chance. What is your impression?
I'm no expert in this area, because of course all my friends use Linux, and we are kind of evil and also separate thing, but I don't know exactly. My feeling is that okay, it's probably not so used as and not so common as in Germany. In Germany there are also many companies which are making business out of Linux, and there are it's very popular at academic level, and there are many people who are very active. In Italy, it is popular in the universities. I mean, I've learned about Linux at university, mm-hmm. and we just had this computer lab, and there was Linux in the computer lab. One of the first days of my university path, I sat in front of the screen of one of the computers of the computer lab, and I saw login, and I was wondering what's that, and I started from that. And so I think many students are getting to know Linux at university, especially in scientific departments and curriculums. In the companies, it's true, it's not very much used, but there are quite a few enterprises which develop software for Linux or with Linux, and there are also enterprises which have switched from their whole infrastructure from Windows to Linux. It is slow, and I don't have exactly an idea of whether it is increasing, decreasing, staying the same in terms of percentage. But the good thing is that at least people talk about it. Mm-hmm. Even if you talk to people who have no ideas about computer at all, or who are using just Internet Explorer to make some shopping on Amazon, they would know about Linux, at least the name, and they know that this is a good thing, and that is politically correct, and it will also help them eventually to have a better operating system. So at least the name is known in Italy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand that you are at least part of a company as well, 64 Studio.
Yeah, that's right. You are very well informed.
So, before you've been part of Agnula and main developer of Dimadi and Remodi.
Yeah.
And what's the situation of that? I understand that these distributions are not dead, but have been integrated into Debian, and there's no further development of the distribution itself.
That's basically correct.
And you're now working with 64 Studio. What is that, and what's the difference between the old Dimadi?
Okay, from a development point of view, there is, I would say, no difference. Mm-hmm. No difference, because both distributions are based on Debian, but I don't like this term. I mean, distribution based on Debian. I prefer to say that they are flavors of Debian. They are comfortable ways to install Debian for audio tasks. Because what I'm doing, it's that I'm a Debian developer in the first place. So all my work goes directly in Debian. Mm-hmm. And on a second stage, we put together a part of Debian, and we make it easy to install all the software you need and to configure it out of the box and everything, because you don't have to install every single package by hand, and also you don't have to know which package to install. For example, right now you tried to install this multimedia kernel, but it didn't have the ASA module inside. It is my fault. I could have I don't know. I don't remember even the reason of that. But you know, these are.
I'm pretty sure it's not your fault.
Yeah, thanks. These are common problems, and a common user is not supposed to know that he has to install libjack and the real-time kernel, and also the ASA module, and maybe some other thing that will enable you to run things real-time. these packages are in Debian and it's extremely easy to install them, but you have to know that they exist in the first place. So this is the purpose of distributions like the Moody and 64 Studio, to enable people to do things and to get things even without knowing the details in depth.
64 Studio is a multimedia distribution, is available free, and you are trying to build a company around it.
Yeah.
What is the idea?
Okay, the idea came originally from Daniel James, who is also the one who's putting money in the company. And the idea is to have a very good, totally free software audio distribution. And when I mean totally free software, it means free software, GPL and downloadable, code available. The development is open. The bug tracking system is open. You can contact us and everything. So really open source project. And at the same time, provide at user's wish also support. And this is especially important for so-called institutions, for example, or for companies. If you run a studio, if you run a music lab in a school, if you're running, I don't know, something of this kind of things, you may want to pay for support and to get things fixed and similar things. So we are going to provide to the users who ask them that support also. And this is one side of the company. And the other side is that this multimedia distribution can be used as a core component for developing software for third party companies who are producing devices, hardware devices based on Linux. Up to now we have been working with two companies. One is called Lionstrex, and they are producing a music keyboard entirely based on Linux. Mm-hmm. Linux is running inside, and Jack and everything is a pretty good piece of hardware. And right now we are working with another company, which is called Trinity Audio Group, and they are going to produce a field recorder. So a recorder you use especially for shooting movies and similar things. And they are also going to base the operating system on Linux. And in both these products, the core of the system is actually 64 Studio. We are reusing the work we are putting in 64 Studio. And if it works, I mean, if we can make deals with the hardware companies who are producing hardware devices based on Linux, that would also give money to further development for the further development of the distribution, and so we can keep the project as it is now and people can enjoy it.
So you really do want to keep the community spirit alive and combine it with the commercial side?
Yeah, this is the idea. Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm holding my fingers very crossed for you. You are doing
thanks.
Really good work, and
yeah,
I'm absolutely delighted to meet you.
I'm also delighted to see that people are so active and they are actually using the things that Linux can offer in a creative manner and in something that is actually useful for the people, like broadcasting this great event.
Yeah, you in general gave me the kickstart for multimedia work, so okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well, Thomas.
Das war jetzt eine wirklich große Überraschung. Das war Free.
Ekanayaka
von früher Demodi Agnula, heute 64studio.com, hier bei Radio Tux und Radio Incorrect.org in Berlin vom Linux-Tag.